Inspire your garden on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
So I'm very excited to welcome to the Home and Garden Show for the very first time from Colour Your Garden, I have Alistair. Hello, Alistair.
Hello.
Welcome to Stray FM Studios. Now, Colour Your Garden is your business. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that is and what that means?
Colour Your Garden is an exciting new nursery.
Mm-hmm.
I've set it up as a garden designer. I set it up as a wholesale business, selling an exciting range of plants, trees and shrubs and perennials and flowers and so on.
All the beautiful things.
All the beautiful things into the landscape trade, into the professionals.
Okay, so people that, excuse the phrase, but know what they're doing. Because I wouldn't say I know what I'm doing, if I'm honest.
Yes. Yes, in theory, they all know what they're doing, but it's amazing how many need a bit of a helping hand.
Okay.
And we set up the nursery to give them that helping hand.
And you are based between Ripon and Thirsk.
Yes.
What were you doing before that? Because you've got years and years of experience of working on the land.
I have. Yes, I've been a landscape architect and garden designer for about 25 years.
There some was, that we'd really know about as well. Which is the one that's closest to here?
The Harlow Carr Gardens, yes. Yes.
That's such a... I can't believe you didn't throw that in first thing.
Yes, I'm a bit bashful about all of that. But
it's beautiful. Well done.
Well, thanks. Thank you. Matthew Wilson was the curator at the time, who's sort of gone on to great things. Mm-hmm. Gardeners Question Time amongst them. So we had a ball kind of replanning the garden on quite a large scale, and some lovely things arose out of that. And it's just great to have that level of horticulture on the doorstep.
And so you were planning a lot of gardens, and you were putting plants in the right places. But that's something that you want to share with people, the ability to do that, to get the plants in the right places at the right time. Hence, Colour Your Garden was born.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we started out by helping contractors and landscapers get the right plant in the right place. And now we'd like to sort of broaden that out and open it up to the public. So we're developing a retail side of Colour Your Garden this spring, which we're very excited about. And we'd like to do the same thing, where with our design background, we'd like to help folks just, I suppose, be a little bit more adventurous with what they're putting in the ground and give them the confidence and the knowledge to be choosing plants that they might not have come across before and seen in the garden centres before, but they might like to have a go with.
I am guilty as charged as that one. So I am not very good in the garden, but I really want a beautiful garden. I've tried. I can grow vegetables that are
very
about
good.
The size of cherry tomatoes. They're not cherry tomatoes. Right. They're meant to be carrots and things, and they come out very, very small. Right. I have tried doing research and finding plants that I think will work. I know what soil I have clay soil, but I just can't. I plant things and they die and they don't grow and they just stay small and feeble little plants. Are there really common mistakes that people make?
Some are, yeah. You've touched on a couple there. Understanding the soil that you have in your garden.
Yes.
So you're fine there. It's normal. And understanding how plants go through their life cycle, I suppose, is the best way of putting it. Composing a planting scheme in a garden is like pulling an orchestra together. Each plant has a different role to play, and I suppose is like a different instrument. Get those plants in the right place and you have a little symphony in the garden.
Lovely analogy.
Get them in the wrong place and it sounds like the orchestra tuning up and eventually they stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or certain musicians walk out.
Yes.
So really what we'd like to be doing through Colour Your Garden is helping those people who don't necessarily want a designer to come in and design it, because that's not everyone's cup of tea and it's not everyone needs, and a lot of people out there have got very beautifully laid out gardens, but they just need some help with the musicians, with the plants and the colours. So through Colour Your Garden and our web presence and our blogging, we want to help folks broaden their palette of plants that they know through encouragement with us and through what we share on our website. And also encourage them to combine them in certain ways that gives the effects that they have asked me as a designer previously to create for them. And learning about plants is very much like learning a language. you know, once you practice it and spend a bit of time, you can then construct sentences and conversations. So with plants, you know, when you learn some of the basics of that language, you can construct your own sentences and paragraphs and stories in your own garden. And we want to help people get to that point.
Very exciting. You are going to be part of the Spring Flower Show at the Harrogate Show Grant.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're very pleased to have been accepted into the show with a show garden. It's 8 metres by 6 metres, so it's a fair old size.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about our design, which is going to be celebrating a lot of the plants that we're supplying through Colour Your Garden, particularly at this time of year, is where we've got some good spring colour, but a lot of the plants that we associate with riotous colour in the garden are just waking up at this time of year.
So where can people find out a bit more about you? And, you know, they can come along and see you at the Spring Flower Show, which is, remind me of the dates?
The 20th to the 23rd of April.
And how can people find out more about Colour Your Garden?
They can visit colouryourgarden.co.uk and they'll find our nursery website there. My background and what I've been doing and a little bit about the way we've set up our backstory and about the services that we offer and the help that we can give people. We're going to be rolling lots more things out on the website as the summer makes its course.
Some very exciting things. I won't say any more, but very exciting.
Yes, lots to come.
Fantastic. Alistair, thank you so much for coming in. And of course, you are going to be part of the Home and Garden Show. So every single month, you're going to have loads of advice, loads of hints and tips for people
who... I am very excited about that.
Yeah, people who normally would struggle, they can be experts by the end of the summer. Alistair, thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Colour Your Garden on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.